Thank you.
Paymore Farming. Good morning and welcome.
Good day.
We've read the original submission, so you don't need to reread that to us, but you're very welcome to address us on that and highlight the key points you'd like us to bear in mind. Thank you.
Yeah, I apologise if the writing isn't that neat on it.
No, I could read it, it's fine. You haven't seen my wife's hand on it.
No worries. Well, my name's Thomas Kerr. I farm out in Wendham. We have 364 acre property up there that's sheep, beef and grazing. The main thing I want to get across is, instead of possibly consents and so forth in the plan, is more a, like a sure quality do with meat companies, a audit with Environment Southam, because I've been part of, myself and my wife have been part of the Balanced Farm Environment Awards for 2 years, this was a couple of years ago, and worked with Nathan Cruikshank at Environment Southam and a couple of other guys, and right, it's been fantastic. So what I want to get across is more of a, instead of consents that are costly, to actually fix the water quality problem, is have like a biannual, 2-3 yearly audit process that with Environment Southam, that they come out and ask you questions, make a plan of what you got planned for the next 3 to 5 years, and try and work together from the ground up to fix the problem instead of butting heads and potentially fighting and arguing all the time, and really do that. Next thing would be, I'll just go through the points on my submission.
Yep.
Rule 25, I think the buffer zones are too big. The guy that was talking before a cup of tea pretty well hit the nail on the head with some of that. That 3, 5 and 10 metres. We've been doing buffer zones for the last 10 years. And 10 metres on stuff that's over 20 degrees has been fine. I've even gone around every paddock with one of those app things on your phone. And yep, one paddock last year which was 67 degrees and quite steep. And I just, I won't be working again in a hurry. It was kind of scary. But
67, did you say 67?
67 degrees, yeah.
And you worked it?
Yeah, I worked it, yeah.
And you're
yeah,
still here?
You're still here, yeah. It wasn't fun, yeah, and I won't be doing it again, but it just had to be sort of done at the time. But with paddocks like that, it's about, like again, with what I was saying with Environment Southland, that sort of annual meeting thing is, instead of having consents and that kind of thing, is that best management practice. Like that paddock in particular was a big, big long gully that had the steepest part, was 67 degrees, and it was only for 10 metres.
Sure.
So my class of stock I put on it were hoggets that are light and had big brakes, so they go on it and off it, they don't trake, they don't make mares. So a lot of that, you know, the 20 degree rule, I think it's possibly a bit light, maybe 25 or 30, or if it's over 20 degrees, like the guy before cup of tea said, look at minimum tillage, direct drilling, if it's over 20 degrees. If it's any steeper, like so that paddock in particular, my intentions for that in the future would never to go into Swedes again. It would go into lamb fattening feed, so it'll be done in the summer. Drilled into chicory type thing, and then drilled back into grass. And the buffer zones being a little bit large, but again, if you're having an annual meeting with Environment South and then making your plan forward to what you have doing in the future years, you can say how you want to do it and how you're thinking of it, and not saying that I know it all, they might have better ideas of it on it that I can put in place. So really that's pretty much it for that rule. Rule 70, the definition of a water body, lake or wetland, and I think in the plan it says somewhere about 100 metres away from a water body. I think that might be a wee bit over the top in my opinion. I sort of, like on a steep hill or so forth, above that water body or pond, you do have quite a large tonne, but you don't go too close to it, because that's on the property we have. We've got a 300 acre hill block, 300 acres that are rolling and steep, and 300 that are flat to rolling, and possibly steep if you want to call it that, depends on your opinion. And those areas that we have that are steep and you have stock water in there, because you cannot get a water scheme put in there, you just tend to keep away from them because you don't want to poison your own water source. So I sort of think that possibly should be cut down from 100 metres to something a bit more, realistic. That's probably the only thing on that rule. 23, that's with the whole 50 hectares cultivatable thing.
Yeah.
I agree with the guy that was here before cup of tea, it should be a percentage on perhaps title of a block or percentage of total land, because you might have a guy that has 20 small farms or one guy that's got a big farm. It sort of has to be a bit more realistic, and I was sort of thinking somewhere about 10-15% of total land or total block. Or so if the blocks and three titles, you've got 15% of each block in that, maybe. I don't know, that's just an idea I had. And again, what actually Lyndon, who was up before me, said, likes of, he was saying with the tonnage, what you're going to probably finding if you, that rule comes into play of that 50 hectares, people are going to plant more fodder beet. And in my opinion and my experience, fodder beet's probably a bit more harmful to the environment with heavy use of chemicals, heavy use of fertiliser. And the only time that I've had any issue with brassica or swede ground or however you want to call it is in fodder beet. I put a mob of ewes on there, and it all, because it's worked so fine, it turned quite jelly-like, so I had to run the ewes straight off. So I do think that, likes of fodder beet would be what would be used more by people, and I think that that would probably be more harmful for the environment and defeat what we're trying to achieve. Also, coming back, actually, I probably missed that on my point, which I didn't notice, coming back to the, if you can't work over 20 degrees, I think you'll find a lot of farmers will use a lot higher use of nitrogen, DAP and urea, like what they do in the North Island. On hill country, are putting a lot to grow more grass, to carry the stock that they are, trying to keep. Otherwise, they have to destock their farms, in which case then it becomes a regional and national economic factor that, it'll cost the country. And I don't use a lot of urea and don't have any intention of doing it. And if you use a lot more urea, it's going to end up leaching into the waterways and defeat what we're trying to achieve. And so really the main point would be to have possibly a couple of year review with Environment Southlands and those sort of guys, instead of having costly consents and fighting. And actually every farmer can get out and do that and fix the problem straight away and get the job done. And agree with the guy, Lyndon, that was before me. Probably should do the job right first time and get it done properly. And that's pretty much it for me.
Great. Thank you very much. See if we have any questions for you. Morris, any questions? Clarification?
Yeah, thanks very much. It's a very positive submission, I felt, and with lots of good ideas there. There's one I just wanted to clarify, and that's the idea of about a percentage of total land holdings rather than individual blocks. Could you just explain that a bit more, how you thought it might work?
Well, it depends. A lot of farms are in a couple of different titles. So unless you said, if it's one area, like say you've got a farm in Ribsdale and a farm in Balfour, versus like some Cattle Flat Station or something that have got a big area, you'd have per block 15% of that block. But then it sort of does get cloudy with your whole physiological zones. But I can't remember who it was before me, that said, like, if you take a big place, 50 hectares on 2,000 hectares is nothing.
Yeah.
But 50, so it's to try and work that on a percentage of per block in one area. I don't know quite how it would all work, but I'd like to see more of that.
I guess if the blocks were separated and you had 15% or 10% or whatever it was of each of those blocks, but if they were all together on one place,
it's total area.
It would be, you'd want it to be 15% of that total area.
Yeah, that's sort of trying to, that's what I was meaning, sort of to try and be enough that it's achievable financially. And again, like I said, with that audit thing, if you had people coming out, you can say, I've got so much in and this is what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. It's, you guys know where we are, and we know where we're going, and then there's no need for them to come back and find you. But if the situation's like, you've read this and you see, over 700 metres above sea level shouldn't be allowed, but certainly people that are doing things that are not doing things properly should possibly have fines and then be watched carefully. And the other thing I didn't actually raise is native tussock ground, should have a consents process, because I don't believe it should be worked, unless it's been properly examined by people that know what they're doing.
Okay. Well, thanks very much.
You got anything to clarify?
No, that was good, that last discussion, thanks.
Yep. Yeah, very clear, thanks for that.
No, I'm fine, thanks, it's great.
And there's nothing I wish to clarify either, it's, your points have been very clear, mate, thank you.
Yep, thank you very much for your time.
Great. And just to all the notice here, if we don't ask questions, don't be worried about that, that just means we understand clearly what you're saying. So, in some respects, no questions is a good thing, it means you make the points clear. Right, Murray and Joe Shellard.